vacation on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness. And I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers, whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and salutations of Almighty Allah be upon all of you on a great sad day. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima, the only daughter of the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa. Accept our condolences on this sad day. Event.
For her Haydar cries, Fatima has died. For her Haydar cries, Fatima has died. And by you is your sword, O Lion of your Lord. And by you is your sword, O Lion of your Lord.
Today, Thursday, is the 3rd of Jamadi Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We offer our condolences to all Shia Muslim brothers and sisters on the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her.
نحن أبناء الباتول عن خطاها لن نزول نحن أبناء الباتول عن خطاها لن نزول ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا يا فاطمة ذكرنا يا فاطمة فخرنا فاطمة
Lady Fatima in Surah Al-Kawthar.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ
Indeed, we have granted you, O Muhammad, Al-Kawthar. So pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone. Indeed, your enemy is the one cut off.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Aus ibn Wa'il, who was one of the chiefs of the pagans, met the Holy Prophet coming out of the sacred mosque. He spoke with him for a while. In the meantime, a group of authoritative men of the Quraysh were sitting in the mosque watching him from a distance. When Aus ibn Wa'il entered the mosque, they asked him, To whom were you speaking? He answered, With this Abtar one. He used this word for the Holy Prophet, because Prophet Muhammad had two sons born, Qasim and Tahir, who died in Mecca, and so there was no live male issues from the Holy Prophet. The Arabs used to call the one who had no son Abtar, and Abtar means the animal whose tail is cut off. To console the Holy Prophet, this surah was revealed with the glad tidings of the great amount or the highest degree of the grace of Allah bestowed on him. The revelation of this surah, Surah Al-Kawthar, was in fact an answer to the enemies of the Apostle to inform them that Islam and the Quran would remain and ceaselessly continue forever. Dear brothers and sisters, Today's special offers its condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of a great lady, Lady Fatima, peace be upon her.
Sayyid Muhsin Naqwi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Lady Fatima was active socially and also in her house. We can see the way she brought the awakeness, or she tried to bring the awakeness into the Muslim Ummah. The Quran was the first word of her. She was the true follower of the Quran. The system which was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she was the follower of that system, which was introduced by the Prophet as well at the day of Ghadir. We can see then there were some people who wanted to take over the system. She raised her voice. She stood against such people in order to save the pure Muhammadan Islam. And therefore we can see her battle against the other systems. It is the Lady Fatima who taught us that no matter if you are alone who is raising the voice, no matter if you are a woman and if people think that you're weak, If your duty is to raise voice, you must raise your voice. If your duty is to go and knock the doors of the people, you must do that so that you can have played your part in the Islam in order to save Islam. It reminds me of her mother, that the way she saved Islam with her money, with the support of the Prophet, the daughter of the Prophet, Lady Fatima, also have saved Islam. She raised her voice, and the ability that she had in order to protect the Islam, she used all her abilities in order to protect the Islam.
I wake up to find you have left, oh Father. My tears drip down and they flow like a river. Please come back, I ask you by our Creator. I have never been away from you ever. I miss your scent and kiss, oh son of Haider. And my name is the sweet name of your mother. You've given me this name, and you I do not blame. Your mother, she loved you, and my love is the same.
Why was she martyred? She was the symbol of womanhood. She embodied in her personalities all those qualities that made her a paradigm of virtue. Yet we see a strange sight at her threshold following the passing away of her father. A group is clamoring with democratic abandon, threatening to burn down her house if her husband does not come out and acknowledge the vote of gathering. Power was now in the hands of people who had fled the battle scenes in the time of the Prophet or had accepted Islam only for political gains. They were now bent upon a destructive course by transgressing the limits set by Allah. Lady Fatima tried to awaken them to the injustice and corruption. She warned, "Muslims, you have been advised not to leave us, not to leave the Prophet's family alone and keep distance from the axis of Islam and imitate, otherwise you would be confused and vanquished." The Prophet of Islam left a book that contains secrets as well as understandable and applicable subjects, but Quran is awaiting for someone, Imam, to whom it can reveal its secrets, open the doors of knowledge, and narrate what is to be read and heard. They did not listen. Greed for political power had made them blind and oblivious to divine commandments. The miscreants went ahead and battered down the door of Fatima on Fatima himself. The Prophet's daughter was seriously injured. Although she attained immortal martyrdom, her warnings proved prophetic. Condolences on this sad day.
Daughter of the Nabi, Lady Fatima, the wife of Ali, Lady Fatima, she is the king, Lady Fatima. How Muslims should be, Lady Fatima.
Among the lessons we get from Lady Fatima, we reach to remaining patient. Lady Fatima taught us the importance of patience, no matter what challenge we face. She arguably faced some of the most extreme and trying challenges, with attacks on both her father and her husband, as well as herself. But her steadfastness in patience and trust in Allah remains an important lesson for us all. Allah has made patience helpful in attaining its fruits, its compensation. If we can all remember the benefits of the patience and the trust in Allah the way Lady Fatima did, the challenges in both ourselves as well as our communities would undoubtedly be positive and enormous. That was all for today's special. Again, we offer our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Please keep us in your prayer and fi amanillah.
Now why? Why is the Prophet giving fadak to Fatima alayhi salam? There are two reasons that we can mention. Number one, this is the Prophet's way of paying back Khadija for all the money she spent to propagate Islam. The Prophet felt indebted to Sayyidah Khadija. She spent every dime that she had to protect, to preserve the message, to keep the Muslims alive when the Bani Hashim were boycotted. And now he has this wealth. And the only surviving descendant of Fatima, of Khadija, is who? Fatima. And this shows you that yes, many Muslims who are converting to Islam, they don't realize that the only reason why they have the privilege of knowing the truth is because of the sacrifices of Khadija. So many Muslims may have forgotten about the contributions of Khadija, but Allah did not forget. Allah wants it to be known that this woman is to be honored. So, fedak is not, in reality, it's not the inheritance of Fatima alayhi salam. It was actually owned by her during the life of the Prophet. It's not that fedak was owned by Rasulullah and then he wrote a wasiyah and he said, after I die, transfer ownership of fedak to Fatima. Now, oftentimes when we speak about Fatimiya, sometimes we try to prove the details of what transpired. My argument is that let's suppose, because there are some people who are so stubborn that, believe me, even if there was video footage of the attack, they wouldn't accept it. But what is undeniable is that Fatimatu Zahra was angry at Abu Bakr and she refused to speak to him until the day that she died. And not only that, the narration says, فَلَمَّا تُوفِّيَتْ, and this narration is also in Bukhari, when she died, دَفَنَهَا زَوْجُهَا عَلِيٌّ لَيْلًا, she was angry at Abu Bakr. She did not speak to him until the day that she died. Does a mu'min hold a grudge against another mu'min like that? How is she Sayyidat Nisa al-Alameen, but she holds this grudge for the rest of her life? Fatima al-Zahra is not just a woman who's going to hold a grudge. She is the daughter of the Prophet. She is Sayyidat Nisa al-Alameen. She's angry with him. She doesn't speak to him until the day that she dies. Ali ibn Abi Talib buries her at night, and the riwayah in Bukhari says, وَلَمْ يُؤْذِن بِهَا أَبِي بَكْرٍ, she did not even want them to attend her funeral.
اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها, اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك. Thank you.
food for thought. Salam and condolences to you on a day of profound grief. Since today, the 3rd of Jamadi Uthani, is the tragic martyrdom anniversary of the noblest lady of all times, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace upon her. We present you a memorable hadith from her father, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. He who knows this knows her, and he who does not know her, known that she is a part of me, she is my heart and my spirit, which is in my side. Thus, he who harms her, harms me.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. We send our condolences to the Imam of the time, Imam Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman, and to all believers, to all the Shia, to all Muslims, to all of humanity, on this being the day of the demise of Hazrat Zahra, salamullah alayha. when she left this temporal world to return to her a father in the greater abode. And as a dua that she would read after the demise of her father, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And you would ask that, why would you read such a dua? Know that what happened after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to the most beloved person after, rather the most beloved person to him on this earth, rather in all the realms and in all the planes of existence, there was nobody as close to him as Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. And what those so-called Muslims who did to her after the demise of the Holy Prophet and the events that occurred, the respect that they showed, or rather lack of respect that they showed to the house of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't want to get into those events, as you are all aware of those events. But this is the dua that is recorded that she would say after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she would say, Ya Rabb, O my Lord, that surely I am tired and have turned my back to this life. قَدْ سَئِمْتُ الْحَيَاةِ I'm tired of this life. I want to go away from it. I've turned my back to this life, this, you know, temporal life of this material world. And I have distanced myself from those who are أَحْلَ الدُّنْيَا. Those people who are living here, those people who have made this world their objective, I have distanced myself. I have nothing to do with them. And this is where she says something really heart-rending and really heartbreaking. And she says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَلْحِقْنِي بِأَبِي So attach me to my father. Take me back to him. إِلَهِ عَجِّلْ وَفَاتِي Oh my Lord, make my death come quicker. عَجِّلْ وَفَاتِي سَرِيعًا That bring that demise and that leaving of this أهل الدنيا, the leaving of those people who did this after the demise of my beloved father. Bring ease to me. This is the dua that is recorded that she would recite after the demise of her beloved father Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to one day with the Imam of our time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asr wal-Zaman, make the ziyarah of the grave of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasir Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانا يا من ينجينا إحسانا ودعوتك ربي بقرآني
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all of the dear listeners of this program, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we are going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then, we are going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Abu al-Ainain Shu'aisha, an Egyptian reciter who was born in 1922. He learned Quran recitation at the age of 7, and its first teacher was his father, Ahmad Shu'aisha. This prominent master of Quran recitation, who followed the style of Sheikh Muhammad Rifat, entered Egyptian radio at the age of 17, and at that moment, he was the youngest Quran reciter on the radio. He had a warm voice and precisely pronounced each and every word and letter. Sheikh Abu al-Ainain Shu'aisha traveled to many Muslim and non-Muslim countries, including France, England, Turkey, Jordan, Syria, Kuwait, and of course Islamic Republic of Iran. He was the chairman of the jury panel in Islamic Republic of Iran's 15th International Quran Competition in 1998. He believed that Iranian reciters ranked second after Egyptians, and that these two countries have the most number of reciters in Muslim world. He passed away in 2011 at the age of 89. May Allah bless him. Now let's listen to Sheikh Abu al-Ainain Shu'aisha reciting Surah An-Najm, verses 42 to 52, preceded by its English translation. Let's enjoy it.
كتاب الله
كتاب الله
كتاب الله.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful, and that to your Lord is the end, and that it is He who makes to laugh and makes to weep, and that it is He who causes death and gives life, and that He creates the pairs, male and female, from drops of discharge when it is emitted, and that upon Him is another bringing forth, and that it is He who gives much or a little, and that He is the Lord of Sirius, and that it is He who destroyed the former people of Ad, and Thamud, He spared none of them, and the people of Noah aforetime. Verily, they were more unjust and more rebellious and transgressing.
وأنه هو أضحك وأبكى
أَفَالْأُخْرَى
وَأَنَّ
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 42 to 52 of Surah An-Najm, recited by Sheikh Abul Ainain Shu'aisha. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Shu'aisha, like we've said before, is one of those reciters who has only recited in Hafs an Asim.
Mm-hmm.
He has never recited in any other riwayah. Okay?
Yes.
And there are some other reciters like him, such as Mahmoud Ramadan, Muhammad Imran, Sayyid Muhammad Naqshbandi, and some other reciters who only recite in Hafs. And so we don't have to worry about the other riwayat for today's program. Sheikh Abul Ainain Shu'aisha has a very good voice. Even though it seems that he's exerting a lot of pressure on his voice, it's still very beautiful. I mean, he has qarar, okay, the low register. He has jawab, the middle register.
And jawab.
And also jawab ul jawab. And we heard all of these registers in today's recitation.
That is the highest register, actually.
Yes, and the jawab ul jawab was in verse 47 on the word al-ukhra. He raised his voice to the jawab ul jawab. وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَىٰ. Now let's talk about the tajweed. وَأَنَّ, we have a noon with tashdeed. We have to apply ghunnah for two vowel counts. Nasalization of the noon for two vowel counts. By two vowel counts, we mean the duration of the ghunnah should be as long as two vowel counts, like a mad.
Yes.
وَأَنَّ.
A normal mad.
A normal, yeah, madu tabi'i. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَىٰ. We have إِخْفَىٰ of نُون ساكنة in this word. مُنْتَهَىٰ. We have to approximate the place of articulation of ta. You have to make the head of the tongue really close to the gum line behind the upper front teeth without making it touch it. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you make a nasal sound for two vowel counts.
Can I make a point here?
Go ahead.
That is actually here, this word shows that ikhfa can take place within a word, unlike
idgham. Yes, that's right. In fact, idgham is the only rule of nun sakina that can't take place
within a word.
It can only take place within a phrase.
That's right.
But the other rules of nun sakina, they can take place in both a phrase or a word. وَأَنَّهُ. We have another noon with tashdeed. You have to read all of these noons with tashdeed with ghunnah,
yes,
for two vowel counts. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ. The ضاد has it has the characteristic of استعلاء and إضباب, which means you have to pronounce it with تفخيم.
Yes.
With pharyngealization and velarization.
We have to raise the tongue.
Yeah, the root of the tongue should be raised.
And
also
body,
the back of the tongue, yes. وَأَنَّهُ. See, all of these are غُنَّةs. We have, at the beginning of each of these verses, وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ وَأَنَّهُ خَلَغَ. So you have to be careful that you don't miss applying the غُنَّةs for these words.
Nasalization for two counts.
Yeah. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى. All of the letters here are letters of istifal. You have to pronounce all of them with tarqiq.
أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى.
One of the keys of the Arabic accent and fisaha is observing the rule of tafkhim and tarqiq. Mm-hmm. If you do this, you have in fact been able to recite the Quran. It's like it's one third of the Arabic accent is the tafkhim and tarqiq.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we could say it like this. And so you have to be really careful that whenever there is a tafkhim, you don't pronounce it with tarqeeq, and vice versa.
If you master this skill, actually you have one third of fasaha.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ. This is one example of tafkhim and tarqeeq in one word. خَلَقَ.
خَلَقَ.
Exactly. Only the lam has tarqeeq. خَ and قَ, they have tafkhim.
And I think the thing that helps us to pronounce this is the lips, the shape of the lips.
That's right. And also the root of the tongue.
خَلَقَ.
خَلَقَ. خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ. ذَال is, let's talk about the place of articulation of ذَال. ذَال, we use the tip of the tongue, the edge of the front teeth, and the head of the tongue, and the gum line behind the upper front teeth.
Somehow close to the voiced TH sound.
Yeah, somewhat close to it.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق هو القرآن يا مولاتي يا مولاتي يا مولاتي يا زهراء
يا مولاتي يا مولاتي يا زهراء يا مظلومة يا مظلومة يا مظلومة يا زهراء
جمادي الثاني the third. To the strongest and most probable beliefs, it is the day when the whole heavens cried for the martyrdom of Lady Fatima Zahra, the princess of all women of the worlds. Affliction and agony will invade hearts of all Muslims every year on the martyrdom anniversary of Fatima, a candle in the wind.
والحزين ما لحظة ابتعد ما يقدر يجافيني صح بفرحتيج ابتسم والفرح ما ينسيني يا مولاتي يا مولاتي يا مولاتي يا زهراء
يا مولاتي يا مولاتي يا مولاتي يا زهراء يا مظلومة يا مظلومة يا مظلومة يا زهراء
Lady Fatima was a daughter of Muhammad and Khadija, wife of Ali and mother of Hassan and Hussein, and one of the five members of Ahlul Bayt. She became the object of great veneration by all Muslims because she lived closest to her father and supported him in his difficulties, and because of historical importance of her husband and her two sons, and that she is the only member of Muhammad's family that gave him descendants numerously spread through the Islamic world. Muslims regard Fatima as a loving and devoted daughter, mother, wife, a sincere Muslim, and an exemplar for women. It is believed that she was very close to her father, and her distinction from other women is mentioned in many hadith. Fatima Zahra most of all resembled her father in her looks, character, behavior, and conduct. She's the princess of all women of the world. Various aspects of Lady Fatima's life in the words of Tahsin Fatima Razavi.
In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. We're going to carry on with analyzing the life of our great lady of Islam, Hazrat Fatima Zahra. And we have seen so far the role played in her short-lived life that had at this moment and at the present time and throughout history had mellowed the dominant roles of people and groups like the feminist, and have taught us that by mellowing down our role and concentrating on each individual parts of our, so as to say, multidimensional role which each woman and man has to play, we have learned that there are better and supreme goals that one has to attain, and we must aim for those goals. Now, to carry on and look at the life and how Hazrat Fatima Zahra showed us these and taught us these lessons are an example from her life and her, for instance, multiple skills that she had of eloquence and her political and social expertise and the powerful insight she showed at various stages. For instance, there was a time when a woman had come to Hazrat Fatima Zahra and had said that I have a weak mother who has many questions with regards to worship. And the woman carried on asking the questions, but the questions came one after another and she carried on to the extent that she had to come another day. And the next day she apologized to Hazrat Fatima and said, maybe I have taken too much of your time. Maybe I have tired you. But Hazrat Fatima Zahra in return said, no, ask anything. Because it's like a man who has to transport, for instance, a load to the top of a mountain for 1,000 dinars. What do you think? Would it bother him? Because at the end he's going to get so much money. The woman replied, no. So Hazrat Fatima Zahra said, my reward for every question that you ask is similar to imagining the whole of the space of the earth from the ground to the divine throne full of pearls. Now, with this, we see what Hazrat Fatima Zahra is trying to say. We see that if a woman concentrates on knowledge, acquiring knowledge, and then passing on that knowledge to help others to solve their problems, this is the reward we gain by helping them. There are events in the following manner about Hazrat Fatima Zahra and her bravery. She was apparently present with the Holy Prophet and at times with Imam Ali in roughly around 30 wars and battles that took place at that time. Fatima Zahra also shows her bravery when she goes into public and society and demands for her rights, for her usurped rights, namely the Garden of Fadak back, when Imam Ali, her husband, was dragged to the mosque to pay allegiance to the ruler that he did not want to. She faced the time when her house was set on fire. She faced the time when during the attack at her house, she was wounded and she was beaten. And due to that, she had miscarried her child, Mohsin. In fact, it is Fatima who has trodden this path of perfection, as we have seen from her life. And because of this, she is a guide for other women to follow. This all shows the importance of the role of Hazrat Fatima Zahra. Hazrat Fatima Zahra, by her very small life and every act, every behavior, every step that she had taken and every word that she had uttered had become an example and a lesson for us that at a time of such corruption, at a harsh times, at times of sorrow, she was still as strong as anything and stood against all this because she believed in the message sent to the Holy Prophet, which was displayed in practice by her husband Imam Ali. It was the divine message, so she believed in Allah and she followed on the course of the path of the divine message and thus practiced it in her life.
مولاتي مجني العقل يا الزهرة عشت بحيرة مو هم أصحاب النبي ما أظن عيدهم غيره يا مولاتي يا مولاتي يا مولاتي يا زهراء
يا مولاتي يا مولاتي.
As a daughter, Fatima Zahra loved her parents so much that she won their love and regard. The behavior of Prophet Muhammad towards his daughter Fatima Zahra was special. Prophet Muhammad showed unique respect to his dear daughter. Whenever Fatima Zahra came to see him, he welcomed her, stood up to show respect, and even kissed her hand and made her sit at his own place. The love between the father and daughter was not a one-way process. Instead, Fatima too immensely loved her father like he loved her. When Hazrat Khadija passed away, she was not more than 6 years of age. After the death of her mother, she always looked after the comfort of her father at home. Fatima was such a daughter who constantly and stably followed the footsteps of her father. Fatima Zahra was virtue personified. In fact, she's considered the greatest lady that ever graced planet Earth. Whatever Prophet Muhammad said about her was to make people aware of her position and status that would serve as an example for women of all time. Sheikh Usama Al-Attar elaborates on the life and times of Lady Fatima Zahra.
One of the attributes of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is fasaha, eloquence. Today we will take a look at one of these examples of eloquence in the sermon of Fatima al-Zahra salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayha. I would like to mention three important points in her sermon, among many other things, of course. She says, "Oh people, be aware, I am Fatima and my father is Muhammad. This is who we are. And if you reflect upon him, you will find that he is my father among all of your women. He's only my father. And he is only cousin of my husband among all your men." Fatima al-Zahra is trying to remind people, he is the brother of my cousin. referring to Ali ibn Abi Talib, among all your men. In other words, don't you think that Ali ibn Abi Talib and I are equivalent to you people? No. And what else? What else does she say? She strengthens her points. She also mentioned to the people, she said, people, didn't my father Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, يُحْفَظُ الْمَرْءُ فِي وُلْدِهِ, when you honor a person, you honor him through his children. After he dies, how you honor a person who's dead? Through his children, taking care of the children. When you take care of the children, then you've honored this man who has passed away. You don't come to the house of the man who has passed away and you threaten to burn it down. This is not how you honor him. You don't come and attack the house. This is not how you honor him. Read Ibn Qutaybah in Imam An-Siyasa. He said 9 men, including the second man, they came and they threatened to burn the house of Fatima. They told the second man, Fatima is in the house. قَالَ وَأَنْ, so what? Allahu Akbar. Is this how you honor Rasulullah? Is this how you pay respect to this man who saved you from the hellfire? So, she says, didn't my father say that you honor a person by taking care of his children? She's reviving the tradition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ahadith of Rasulullah. She's fighting against that policy of the state. Then she starts going into the meaning of the Quran. They decided to put aside the meaning of the Quran. She fought against that. How? When she discussed about her right in the land of Fadak and inheriting the land of Fadak. Is it fair that you inherit your father? She's talking to the first Khalifa. You can inherit your father, but I cannot inherit my father. What have you done? You have neglected the Quran and put it behind your backs. This is what she's talking about now. She's fighting against this second policy of the state. So she's now interpreting the Quran. She's quoting these verses to tell people you cannot leave the Quran and the interpretation of the Quran. So then she turns to the first Khalifa and to the Muslims and she tells them, so do you claim that you are more aware and understanding of the Quran than my father and my cousin? Again, she is fighting that ideology to put down Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So you see, she's elevating Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi. One time when she said that he is the only brother of the Prophet among all your men. He is the only one with Rasulullah who understands the Quran and the meaning of the Quran. Fatima al-Zahra is fighting against this ideology. She's saying that one, the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam are extremely important. She mentions them in her sermon. Then she mentions the interpretation of the Quran, specifically with regards to these verses.